SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, as I said earlier, we're shaking some things up with this this morning because we've got a Big Ten preview coming up at 40 past the hour. So we moved the good, the bad, and the dumb till now. And maybe, after an hour of going through the coronavirus stories, I want to feel better.
I was
going
to say maybe a Big Ten preview. We're not really sure.
We're not really sure.
I mean, actually, you know what? It's still a preview.
We've got 30 minutes to make sure that the Big Ten tournament is still going to exist.
As far as we know at this very moment, it's still on, right?
Yep. If it gets canceled afterwards, not our problem.
Yeah. So, and if it gets canceled midway through, we'll let you know.
Not our problem. Right. What's the good of the day?
Such a bizarre time. the good of the day. You know, I tried really hard to stay away from coronavirus. It's like, you know, we need a break from the coronavirus. But just like everything, coronavirus just kind of seeps into everything.
Everything. You know,
all week long. We've just getting one coronavirus news after another. This was just too good to stay away from. O.J. Simpson.
Now, has O.J. Simpson done his normal, Twitter and I'm talking about coronavirus stuff like he always does with every other issue facing the globe?
You would think. I'm pretty certain there's a video out there, but this one was just a simple photo that I laughed out loud at.
What did he do?
I feel bad. Maybe I should be laughing out loud at this, but I
deliver the
out
goods.
Loud. It's just a photo of the white Bronco.
Yes.
Being followed by a bunch of police cars.
Yes.
With the caption that he wrote saying, trying to stay away from that COVID-19.
Oh, well done, OJ. What are we doing with OJ Simpson on Twitter now?
If you're not following him,
you really
wake
should.
Up.
I mean, I'm going to repeat
this. I hear
this.
You clicking. I know you're trying.
I'm trying to find it. I say this all the time. I say this every time we do an OJ story. I get perplexed because I know he killed two people, but I can't look away. I cannot look away from his Twitter feed. I eat it up. His videos, his fantasy football advice, his free agency thoughts.
Yeah.
Coronavirus thoughts.
I mean, he has another photo of himself in front of Costco with, looks like, 230 packs of toilet paper, pack of paper towels, a whole bunch of cases of water.
Even OJ's stocking up?
Yep. But,
that's great.
I mean, just to tweet out a photo that says, trying to stay away from that COVID-19. And
yeah.
The photo you decide to choose is the white Bronco. On the freeway with, I'm guessing about 13 LAPD cars.
It's again, go back to like 94, like during the trial. And if you said, man, guys, 16 years from now, he's just going to be living life. People are going to love his takes. You'll be like, you're crazy. He's going to prison, man. Nope. He's become the spokesperson du jour in our country on social media.
Yeah. I mean, and people, you know, the best part about following OJ is just reading the responses he gets every single time.
Of course.
I mean, just some of them. You murder two people in cold blood, and then somebody follows up, allegedly.
I know. Oh, goodness. I saw one story where he was doing something where he was wearing a surgical mask and, of course, gloves because they fit now.
How about this one? Question, OJ, in your opinion, what was your best accomplishments? Seriously, getting away with murder or winning the Heisman Trophy?
They see, again, if we can't laugh, what are we doing?
Right. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, he's...
That's what I wanted to stay away, but when that tweet came across, I was like, This is the most beautiful thing I've seen about the coronavirus so far.
OJ.
I mean, that was sure. I saw that tweet shortly after I found out that Tom Hanks got coronavirus. And if you take Tom Hanks away, America's going to riot.
I know.
I'm just letting you know, coronavirus.
Here's the thing with Tom Hanks. He has now become the actor that plays other people. He's now that guy, right? Sully, the airline pilot. He's
Disney.
Walt Disney, Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Now he's now becoming that guy that's playing
Captain
famous
Phillips.
People. Captain Phillips, exactly. So, and I saw Mr. Rogers' wife Joan, I think her name is. She was talking about how Fred Rogers was a huge Tom Hanks fan.
Of course he was.
Huge Tom Hanks fan. And so, you know, and Mr. Rogers passed away in like 2003. He would have been tickled to death to know Tom Hanks played him in a movie. So that's kind of weird. But yeah, and I hope that him and Rita Wilson are okay. They have one of those cool Hollywood marriages that seem to work. Right, they've been married a long time. Not they don't talk about divorce and fights and arguments over kids and things like that. They seem to they have a Hollywood marriage that works, and I hope both of them are going to be okay through this.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad
not
of the
like
day.
The we've had not a morning of that news.
No. This is one of those where I said, you know, I'm going to deviate from coronavirus. Although somebody might need to get the coronavirus. I hate to wish that upon anyone, but. U.S. soccer women's is embroiled in a lawsuit right now.
I saw that. Yep.
If you haven't heard, they're trying to get equal pay. Now, I'm not going to stand on the fence of whether they deserve equal pay or not, because we can get into, you know, the finances of everything.
Yeah, there are some legit arguments for and against. I think right. Whatever side you take on that, I think you can find your arguments, whether you're the opponents would radically disagree, but it's like right. anything else.
But the way not to go, obviously, is by coming out and saying that the job of a men's national team player carries more responsibility within U.S. soccer than the job of a women's national team player. Because the men's team requires a higher level of skill than the women's team.
Oh, who said that?
This would be coming from U.S. soccer lawyers. Verbatim from the U.S. soccer president.
That's terrible. That's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah. I understand. Hey, like if you want to jump into revenue, because obviously we can all sit here and go, you know what? The men's team definitely is going to draw more money. It's just the way it is. It has nothing to do with skill level. There's just more interest in men playing sports than there is women playing in sports. That will probably change. I mean, hey, in my lifetime and in your lifetime, it has changed drastically.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, the thought of having women professional leagues was foreign when we were, you know, like my son's age, your son's age. That wasn't even a thought process. You know, so, I mean, it's changed drastically. And it's going to take some time for it to get maybe on equal level. But to come out and say, hey, you know, men deserve more money because they are more skilled playing a sport that you actually play, you know, more skilled than you are.
Yeah, that's kind of the wrong angle to take.
Yeah.
I think if you're on the side that the women don't deserve equal pay, make the case about the revenue. Don't make the case of insulting the skill level of the women.
Right.
The women play their game, and the women in the United States are better at that particular game and that particular style of play than any other group of women on the planet.
Yep.
That's the only thing that they should be compared to. There's no need to compare the two in terms of skill level. You can make the case for revenue, and I know people have. And look, I've seen some of the numbers, and it has made me go, okay. But at the same time, to dive into the insulting of their particular style and their particular skill level is irrelevant to the argument. I don't think it matters, because again, what is it delivering, and what is it delivering? What is the women's game delivering to the United States as an entertainment value? Right? They're selling out arenas wherever they go. I don't think anybody's going, well, of course, you know, they're not as good as the men. You go to these women's games, and I've been to three of them with my daughter. They around the country. They're amazing. It's loaded with kids. It's crowds goes nuts. It's fun. It's enthusiastic. Nobody sits back and feels like they're getting a less than product. They're getting the product that they want.
Right.
And that's all this is. This sports industry is all it is. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, NCAA basketball, men's NCAA basketball today compared to when I was growing up with guys that stayed all 4 years, sometimes is an unwatchable product. How bad it can be, right? But it is what it is. It's still college basketball, and it's still college basketball at the highest level in that particular year, whatever it is. We don't compare it to other years and say, well, unfortunately, this group of kids, they should have a less than trophy than the Duke Blue Devils, who had guys stay all 4 years. That doesn't, you know, that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. So yeah, you're right. That's a bad argument.
But yeah. It doesn't better. Make any sense to go that route.
Exactly. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day, Avatar. Remember that movie?
Yes, I did. They actually make a whole, there's a whole land of it at Disney World.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they're filming sequels.
Well, isn't it a little late? We kind of, weren't we on that train
not.
10, 11 years ago? And then, all right, it had its run, it had its course. It's been properly digested by the public. Were we all clamoring for this? For a sequel?
Well, it's not only that, Tony. They're filming multiple sequels at one time.
Okay.
I believe they're filming three of them at once.
How long does that take for the actors?
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up as the dumb of the day, because we could have told you that this was going to happen. Stephen Lang, who plays Colonel Miles Quaritch,
the bad guy,
he's the villain in the movie, recently spoke out and said, "I've given up trying to keep track. The whole thing gets a little confusing."
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't understand. I understand that Avatar was the biggest box office movie before Avengers Endgame.
Right.
You know, it was number one top spot. But did that really give you carte blanche to go, you know what, not only we're going to film a sequel, because obviously the studio wants you to do a sequel when you make that much money, but we're going to do three at one time.
Yeah, that's a... Why so late? And two, can I ask another question? Is this a beloved movie? I don't remember it being so awesome. I wanted to see more of it.
I'm with you. I'm trying to figure out, how did this movie become the number one box office blockbuster of all time?
Yeah. I think the special effects were pretty awesome, but I don't think the story was... It was like Dancing with Wolves. It's the same kind of story. We've seen that story play out a number of times.
I think it was the special effects, because we had never seen anything like that. I mean, literally a world that looked real. But now we've had so many movies come out. I mean, Avengers, took us to a whole new planet and everything looked real, but we had a good storyline with it. I don't know if this is going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah, it's just another, let's rally around, let's save our land from the evil people that want to destroy it. That's been played out in a number of different ways many, many, many times.
Yeah, different periods. You can go back to medieval times.
I mean, it's just a simple story.
Old West. Yeah, I'm with you on this one. I don't know what to expect from it.
Yeah.
It'll probably be fun to see once.
Probably, but Avatar is one of those movies that shows up on my cable, and I don't want to stay on it. I don't go, Avatar, everybody gather around the TV. It's on TNT again for the 18th time.
Yeah,
like I go, it's Avatar. It's whatever. Click on something else.
I'll rewatch Harry Potter movies before I watch Avatar.
Oh, I'm 100%. 100%. I agree completely. Wow, you're right. All right. Well, that must be really tough, because I can only imagine those actors getting tired of it.
Well, just like, you know, what movie, what scene is this one again?
Yeah, right. Okay. What movie and scene are we doing? I can't. Yeah. I give up.
Am I still alive in this one? Because I'm pretty certain I'm going to die in one of these movies.
In one of these, exactly.
Am I now the ghost of this guy, or are we doing a back scene, backstory scene?
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's SB Nation AM. Tony D, Ron Culver in the morning.